KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you here by Detter Motor Company. Experience the Detter difference.
Listen to these comments from satisfied Detter customers.
Kent Ingersliv is my name. I live in Elkhorn, Iowa.
Okay, Kent, tell me a little bit about your Detter experience.
Yeah, I just like their service department. That's number one. Julie and Tom are as good as you'll ever get as far as helping you with anything or questions you have. And the sales department is awesome. I like Elvis and Rick Weiss because they're more on my speed than going to a big dealership and having to go through all the crap they put you through. I'm a no-nonsense guy when it comes to buying a truck or a vehicle. They handle that very well, so I guess that's why I like doing business down there. They got me the bottom line, and basically we talked about it, and that was it.
Okay, so overall, when you go to Detter's and discover the Detter difference, you would rate it very high.
Yes, I would.
So if you could tell everybody else why they need to go to Detter's, how would you say that?
Just say it's a good place to go for no nonsense. Like Julie says, treat you like your grandmother.
In high school sports last night in the baseball diamond, it was Glenwood shutting out Atlantic 7-0, a game that was moved up a little earlier. They swapped the varsity and JV times due to the threat of rain, but got that all in last night. HSTW was a 3-1 winner over Missouri Valley. Coon Rapids Bayard 9-7 over Alta Aurelia. Abraham Lincoln picked up two wins, 10-2 over Spirit Lake and 8-5 again over Spirit Lake in six innings. That one called in the second game due to darkness. Denison Schleswig was a 12-1 winner over Red Oak in five innings of play. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 5-2. It was Maple Valley Enthonoto 7-5 over Ridgeview. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat I-35 4-0. It was Mount Air 20-4 over Bedford in five innings. Ogden took two from ACGC 11-1 and 4-1. Orion Maxburg over Mormon Trail 12-5. Red Oak beat Denison Schleswig in the second half of doubleheader 5-4. It was Trainer 10-3 over Audubon. That game called in the top of the seventh due to lightning. Underwood 15-0 over Riverside in five innings. West Monona beat Whiting 24-9. Woodbine over Boyer Valley 10-0. And Woodward Granger took two from West Central Valley 15-5 in five innings and 20-3 in four innings. In high school softball last night, Atlantic picking up a couple of big Hawkeye 10 conference wins over Glenwood as they win the first game 7-3, the second game 9-2. And Atlantic head coach Terry Hensman said it was nice for his team to get things clicking early there, and especially in that second game, to be able to get on top and hold a lead against Glenwood.
I think the biggest thing for us was able to get runs across the plate later in the inning. And what I mean by that is, we had runners in scoring position in the first, second, and third innings of the first game. Just couldn't come up with that big hit, but then things kind of clicked and changed a little bit after the fourth. We got three runs in the fifth. We got four runs in the sixth in game one and kind of broke things open a little bit, made it a little bit more comfortable. Came out in game two right out of the bat, right out of the gate, and picked up a couple or three runs, actually. So we were able to kind of move some stuff around and get some runs on the board early, and I think that was going to be the key in this.
And he said that was a key there against Glenwood, was getting out and playing out in front against them, and it was nice to pick up those conference wins against a team that was real close to them in the standings.
We are pleased to be able to come away with a couple of wins. A good Glenwood team that was sitting right behind us in the conference standings, and to be able to pick up two big conference wins is huge. So
the Trojans there picking up those wins last night. Other softball scores for you was HSTW 7-5 over Missouri Valley. Carroll beat Storm Lake 5-2. It was Creston taking two from St. Albert 14-1 and 18-0. Denison Schleswig 8-5 over Red Oak. It was Esack County 10-2 over Arweva. Fremont Mills 11-10 over Essex. Lawton Bronson beat OABCIG by a score of 12-2. Lennox 9-6 over Southwest Valley. Logan Magnolia beat IKM Manning 8-6. Martinsdale St. Mary's over I-35 6-4. Mormon Trail beat Orient Maxburg 5-2. Ogden took two from ACGC 5-2 and 8-0. Ridgeview 7-3 over Maple Valley Enthonoto. Sydney 10-2 over Fremont Mills. They also beat Stanton 9-5. Stanton beat East Mills 9-8. Trainer 9-1 over Audubon. Tri-Center beat Griswold 9-8. It was West Harrison over Charter Oak Ute 10-0. And Westwood over Woodbury Central 4-0 there in baseball play last night. In Major League Baseball, a game we had for you in the afternoon, Aaron Nola pitched shutout ball into the eighth inning. Freddie Galvis and Tommy Joseph homered, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1 to stop a five-game losing streak. Joseph drove in three runs as Philadelphia, a Major League worst 23-48, won for just the second time in 15 games. Nola allowed one run, four hits, and two walks in seven and a third innings and struck out eight. Paul DeJong homered on a hanging curveball leading off the eighth, pulling the Cardinals to 3-1, and Matt Carpenter walked with one out. Pat Neshek relieved and got Tommy Pham to ground into an inning-ending double play, and Luis Garcia followed with a perfect ninth. Other scores in the NL yesterday, it was Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 4-2, Arizona 10-3 over Colorado, Cubs beat Miami 11-1, it was Atlanta 12-11 over San Francisco, and the Dodgers 6-3 over the New York Mets. In the American League, the White Sox beat Minnesota 9-0, Texas 11-4 over Toronto. It was Houston 12-9 over Oakland. The Angels beat the Yankees 10-5. Cleveland was a 6-3 winner over Baltimore. And Seattle was a 9-6 winner over Detroit. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, it was Round Rock over Iowa 4-1, and Omaha beat Memphis 11-3. And today's games, we'll see Iowa at Round Rock, Memphis at Omaha. Those are 7 o'clock starts here this evening. Also, taking a look at a note from the College World Series yesterday, Sean Weimer struck out National Player of the Year Brendan McKay in two key situations while pitching four and a third innings of shutout relief, and TCU was on the right side of two close plays in a 4-3 win over Louisville in that College World Series elimination game. The Horned Frogs jumped out to a quick 4-0 lead with one of their runs coming on a play at the plate that withstood a video review. Weimer limited the Cardinals to two hits after they had pulled within a run on McKay's 18th homer of the year and Logan Taylor's first homer in 123 games. McKay came up two more times with chances to tie the game or give Louisville the lead, but Weimer struck him out to end the fifth and eight innings. And it was Louisville coach Dan McConnell ejected in the eighth for arguing a call at second base. TCU took a 4-0 lead in the second inning against Nick Bennett, advancing to the Bracket 2 final, needing to beat Florida on here tonight and again on Saturday to reach the best-of-three championship series for the first time. And also big news out of Kansas City Chiefs camp, as the Chiefs have given Coach Andy Reid a contract extension and parted ways with General Manager John Dorsey, making two massive decisions on what is typically a quiet week in the offseason. The 59-year-old Reid was entering the final year of his five-year deal he signed in 2013, shortly after the end of his long and mostly successful tenure in Philadelphia. Reid is 43-21 with three playoff appearances in four seasons in Kansas City, helping to deliver an AFC West title last season. Less than an hour after his extension was announced, the Chiefs said Dorsey, who was hired to work in tandem with Reid, would not be retained. Dorsey was also entering the final year of his contract. The Chiefs did not say who would take over the GM duties on an interim basis. And Iowa State's Monte Morris is now a member of the Denver Nuggets. Morris was selected in the second round with the 51st pick of the 2017 draft. The Flint, Michigan native was an All-American for the Cyclones as a senior when he averaged 16.5 points per game. He's the NCAA all-time single-season and career leader in assist-to-turnover ratio. Morris is the 38th former Cyclone to be drafted. Iowa State has had 11 players drafted since the Big 12 Conference was formed in 1996. It's the second consecutive year a Cyclone has gone in the second round after George Niang was selected by the Pacers last season. That's a look at the latest in the sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.